Harbor has overcome whatever the electronic failure was. Are you back there, ma'am?
I am back. Thank you. Okay, so my question was, I thought a while ago you had commented on supplements that can help carotid arteries that are getting clogged.
You betcha, ma'am.
And I can't find my notes on it. I wondered if you could comment on that again.
No problem. And I'll tell you what an engineer did to prove that this worked. Engineers are really good at trying to prove whether things work or not, and they usually do. Okay, he came in, he'd had a scan of his carotids. They were 50% clogged on either side, 50%, 49% the other, something like that. All right, what I had him do is take two things that are research shown to help reduce this kind of problem. The first one happens to be something called tocotrienols, and those are a particular form of vitamin E. They're a more active form of vitamin E, but they're still in the vitamin E family. Tocotrienols, tocotrienols. And the one he happened to use is made by a company called A.C. Grace. No, I don't work for that company, but I'm just going to tell you what he used. And he had to use, I told him, you better use a lot of it if you want to get the job done. So he used three of them twice a day, which is not inexpensive, but it's not out of range either. The second thing was vitamin K. Now, vitamin K has been found to do this too. And so there I recommended he get the Super K from a company called Life Extension Foundation. We have it at Toma Clinic. It's in the health food stores. It's and so is AC Grace, by the way. And it's called Super K, and it has three different forms of vitamin K in that. And I had him take three of those twice a day. That's a lot. But he was getting this clog in his arteries, so he did it. They're fairly small pills, by the way. All right. 1 year to the day later, and that's what I mean by the engineering mentality, he had his carotid scanned again, and he had gone down to 25% clog in that year's time from 50.
Okay. One question. I'm already taking K2.
Yes, ma'am.
If you take the Super K, I mean, can you take too much K, or is...
No, thank goodness one can't. It's been shown that there was some fear that, well, vitamin K helps the blood to clot, so if we take too much, we're going to get hypercoagulable and get clots and stuff. And then somebody demonstrated in research that the vitamin K will bring your clotting to normal, but it won't take you past normal.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome, but if you got another minute, I got to tell you one other thing, and that is, hey, please look for a book called The Blood Thinner Solution, and it does not at all mean you should take blood thinners. It should be called The Thinner Blood Solution, and what it tells us is the cause of the cholesterol clog, which happens to be overly thick blood. When it pounds into the branch points of the arteries, it causes inflammation, and the cholesterol accumulates to cover up that inflammation. Now, and that gets me to something I'm always carrying on about because it works. And that is that if we donate blood a couple of times a year on the average, that we have much less thick blood. We don't get as much pounding on the branch points of the arteries. We don't accumulate as much cholesterol as fast. So anyway, you're working at reducing the cholesterol, and I sure would do that too. I would encourage you to do that. But you also need to work on not having it build up anymore. And that involves the blood donation and that book called The Blood Thinner Solution by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y, K-E-N-S-E-Y, will explain all about it, ma'am.
I appreciate that. I've heard you speak on that before, and my issue is I have the kind of veins or arteries, whatever they're taking the blood out of, it's just extremely difficult to get it.
Uh-huh.
They're small and they're thin, and they must be very deep, because even to go and get a normal blood test can be very difficult. I've been sent home because people couldn't just get in there.
Okay.
The
well, we have to get to a break, but I'll tell you one other thing then. Work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find out how much fish oil it's going to take to make your blood platelets so slippery that they just don't really want to give you a heart attack anymore, form a clot. But it's possible to take too much fish oil too, and make your blood too slippery, and that would mean that if you hit yourself. You'd bruise easier. If you cut a cut, you might bleed too much. So anyway, you need to work with a doc on adjusting the fish oil, and you can keep the blood as, what shall I say, thinned out with fish oil. But many people find they have to take 2-3 tablespoons a day, and it can be overdone. So work with a doctor on it.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. And we better go to our break. I rambled on again.